This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Next week, the 21st and the 22nd of July, AHAS will conduct a training session for foundation license and also upgrades. This is possibly oversubscribed, but you can contact SASI, VK5SN, phone 0417 858 547 or email to vk5sn at wia.org.au to see if there are still places available or put your name down for the next session. SASI has copies of the manual, Your Entry into Amateur Radio, the Foundation Manual 3rd Edition. When you contact SASI, you can organise your copy of this textbook. AHAS holds the training sessions in the AHAS Shack, which is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. We also have social gatherings at the Shack, and these are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday of the month. The technical session for the 28th of July will be about power supplies and connectors for ham radio, and we may even be able to talk about the important subject of earthing your equipment. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 27th of July, and then there'll be another one on the 10th of August. The next social morning at the Shack will be on the 11th of August. Monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. The next general meeting on July the 19th will be a quiz based on the AROCP questions delivered by Peter, VK5PX. The general meeting on August the 16th will be by Wayne, VK5APN, and this will be about Earth-Moon-Earth communications. Looking still further ahead, September the 20th general meeting will learn about the history of the Mount Lofty beacons, presented by Colin and Mark. The next members show and tell will be on Thursday the 18th of October, so you've still got time to finish a UFO. Every Monday night at 8pm South Australian local time, the weekly ClubNet is held on the VK5RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. Gary, VK5OR, is looking for another volunteer to join the small band of fellows who conduct the callback after the VK5RAD Sunday morning broadcast. One of their numbers has had to retire due to ill health. This person need be able to transmit and receive on 2 metres into the VK5RAD repeater from their QTH. The new member would be one of 7 on the callback roster and would only be required 6 or 7 times a year to undertake the callback. The callback is averaging around 50 to 60 stations and the whole process is wrapped up in about 15 minutes. At the conclusion of the 2-metre broadcast on Sunday mornings, the person conducting the callback asks the listeners to call in and then log the calls and verify them. At the conclusion of the callback session, they send an email to WIA with the numbers recorded. If you can help with this and would like to join the little band, you can send me an email or a text message, and I will pass that on to Gary. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp at wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Well, last Friday night, despite it being the 13th, was a very good AGM for the North East Radio Club. We had good attendance, despite the very cold nature of the night, and, there was plenty to eat and drink, and, quite a lot of good conversation before we got on to the business side of the meeting. And once that was over with, I gave a short talk about some aspects of ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics, which I hope didn't bore people too much, but yeah, people seemed to be fairly interested in it. And then after we finished having dessert, everybody pitched in and helped clean up, so thanks once again, everybody. Hope you all enjoyed yourself, and Yeah, it's another year to the Northeast Radio Club AGM. Well, we've got some interesting things coming up in the next a few months. We've got some QRP transceiver kits on the way, and we're going to have some tech nights to assemble those. So that's something to look forward to. And also in August, there's a Fifth Friday night. So we'll have to organise a Fifth Friday night dinner. So there's a few things coming up in the coming months which should manage to get everybody's interest. And yeah, we hope to have a good time with it all. So don't forget, the Northeast Radio Club meets regularly at the community club at Modbury West, and yeah, business kicks off around about 7:30 of an evening. So hope to see you there sometime. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Just a brief reminder that if you are enrolling in the foundation course or wish to sit an upgrade on the last weekend this month, then you should have contacted the secretary by yesterday. However, there may be a space still available, so contact him now. Details are on the website. The course is at the Seaford Meadows Scout Hall, Railway Terrace, Seaford Meadows. That's all for now. 73 from Skark.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Our July activity night last Friday week proved a point in the ultimate fashion. President Peter, VK5KBF, had been giving us an update on his talk a few weeks prior about station grounding and lightning protection, during which he showed us a badly scorched earthing coil from the Panola AM radio station after one of the towers collected a direct hit from lightning a couple of weeks ago. It was appropriate that during the evening we were subjected to a brief but violent storm, with quite a bit of thunder and lightning in very close proximity. Peter finished his talk, and we were being entertained by another very informative and humorous presentation from Greg, VK5ZGY, on his home-brewed SLA battery bank charger, 40 batteries in all, when Peter's phone rang, and after making his excuses, he bolted from the room. We found out later that the TV transmission tower at Mount Burr had taken a direct hit, and all local TV and FM radio was off the air. Peter later reported that no permanent damage was sustained during this attack by Mother Nature, except for almost every circuit breaker in the complex being blown. Peter said that even circuit protection within some devices had activated, which caused a few headaches while trying to locate them all. It brought home the need to protect our amateur stations by, at the very least, disconnecting our antennas when not in use, and preferably having a permanent grounding system in place to create a direct path to ground in the event of a strike. The smell of barbecued amateur radio gear is definitely not a nice one, and the XYL will not be amused when you ask for the insurance company forms to make a claim. You are insured against lightning strikes, aren't you? We also had a couple of videos during the evening, one which showed us how to fix a TV remote with sticky buttons, and another on the aborted 3YOZ Bouvet Island de-expedition. It was certainly interesting seeing how much time, effort and money goes into organising some of these expeditions, and the personal costs incurred by those who go to far-flung and often dangerous places to satisfy our cravings to achieve DXCC. It made us realise the angst that these adventurers must feel when they fail, for whatever reason, to complete their mission, and the subsequent wasted expense of it all. Another very good night at the Surge. Our next meeting on Friday the 20th of July is our monthly business meeting, and that will be a much more mundane event. We must keep the wheels turning though, and this is the meeting where oil is applied to all the bearings and the tiller is slightly adjusted so that we remain on track and on schedule. No doubt all of our members are thinking about volunteering for positions on the executive committee so that they can have their input to running the club for the next 12 months, as our AGM is coming up on the 17th of August. Funny, isn't it? Last week I was lost for something to say, and this week you can't shut me up. As always, our members would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say, 7-3 from Serge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. Well, Anstey the Echidna, the Teacher Gully Library's mascot, had an almost textbook launch and a successful second trip and safe return to the near edge of space under the Horus 49 balloon, as launched last Sunday. Details of this balloon launch are documented on AREG's web pages. A reminder to all AREG members and visitors. AREG's next meeting is this coming Friday, the 20th of July, at the Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court, Fulham. The doors open at 7:45 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. This will be the club's annual general meeting. More importantly, it marks the 20th anniversary of the formation of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Cake and refreshments will be served, befitting our 20-year history. As part of the evening's entertainment, there will be a special guest presenter, Derek, VK5TCP, who will be talking with us about IT security and what the risks really are. He'll cover how the cyber security landscape is changing, what the criminals are getting up to, what are your risks at home, hardware hacking tools, techniques and devices, what does a penetration test involve and what does it find, how can I protect my own internet connected devices, where can I find the best practice guides. The invitation is open to everyone to come along to an AREG meeting, mix and meet with the AREG members, and learn about IT security at home and in your radio shack. Visitors are most welcome. As mentioned earlier, a light supper befitting AREG's 20th birthday will be on, where everyone can mix and mingle and discuss the topics of the day. Further information can be found on AREG's webpages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.